It seems like Netanyahu is the issue with a few others like him, hated in and out of Israel. How big is this group? And if he dies, who will be his successor? Will he be as difficult? So the group is all of the Zionist Israeli government, of course, along with the settlers as well. The settlers is a different discussion, but right now, because we're focusing apparently on Netanyahu and the government, the whole government, the whole parliament, all of this is one big group. It is not about just one individual here. The Zionists, yes, perhaps the right or the left will have different takes or different ways, but they're doing the same thing. And that's what is important, is they're doing the same thing, which is to eradicate the Palestinian people, to take over every single inch of land in Palestine. They want to take over all of the Gaza Strip, all of the West Bank, and then continue to expand from the river to the sea. This is a part of their slogan. So the group is the whole government. Who his successor will be, I'm not sure. And will he be as difficult? Of course they're going to be difficult, because the hadaf and the main purpose across the board is to eradicate the Palestinian people in one way or another. So they're all difficult. You will not find an Israeli over the last 76 years who has come to power and has said and actually implemented, you know, giving the Palestinians their land back. In 76 years, it hasn't happened. Matter of fact, they have taken more Palestinian land over 76 years. Now, here it says that it seems like Netanyahu is the issue. If you look at some of the comments from previous prime ministers, 76 years, you will see that all of their comments are anti-Semitic, geared towards the Palestinian people who themselves are a Semitic people. So they have a long list of anti-Semitic statements that the prime ministers of Israel over the last 76 years have said. If you look at the current ministers with Benjamin Netanyahu, for example, Bezalel Smotrich, and the other one is Ben-Gavir. These are much worse when it comes to their vocalization of their extreme hatred for Palestinians, to the point where they have been quoted as saying that even if it takes the starvation of 2 million people, well, so be it. Even if it takes killing every single Palestinian in Israeli jails, so be it. So this group is much bigger, and if Netanyahu leaves, nothing is going to change. One of the interesting things that is done by the media is to put a spin. So when they feel like that they're losing, then they start to blame one of these individuals. And they go hands up and they say, no, this is only Netanyahu, when it is the whole system and it is the backing of the United States of America.